Morning to all of you. My name is Phumzile Bengu. I am the chairperson of today, the meeting. Firstly, I would like to apologize on behalf of the chairperson, Honorable Memela, who has attended the PAP meeting. And also, we have an apology for Honorable Lizelle van der Merwe from the ISP, who is also not attending the meeting. Today, members, I would like to introduce ourselves. But before that, I would like to thank the department for coming to this meeting and to you, Honorable Minister and the DG. Firstly, I would like the honourable members to introduce themselves so that, because maybe if we can have, we have other people who don't know who are we in this meeting. My name is Phumzile Bengu, as I have said. Honourable Dick.
Marvin Tax is my name. I'm a member of the committee.
Grace Seke, member of the committee.
Thank you, Chair Majeke, member of this portfolio committee.
Morning all, Denise Robinson, member of the committee. Nice to see you all again.
Molweni, Dumelang, Tobela, etc., etc. Terry Stander, member of the committee.
Good morning. Lozi Pombanja, I'm a language practitioner, English and isiZulu.
Sanbonani, Umam Kaula, Sbongle Kaula. Remember the comment.
Patricia Chu, Kililukula Committee.
Dan Sambamba, the parliamentarizing officer.
I'm Prince Boy, the Chief Director for Economic Empowerment and Participation in the Department of Women, but also acting DDG for Social Transformation and Economic Empowerment. Thank you.
Sorry, my name is Bethu Mashiwe, the Chief Director of Corporate and Acting CFO.
Mabato Ramahoshi, DDG Policy Stakeholder Coordination and Knowledge Management. Kina Mabato Ramahoshi, Kina Mutlacha Tuna. Department
Good morning, Minister Chairperson and members of the committee. My name is Bel Matabela. I'm the Chief Director responsible for strategic management.
Good morning, Chair and Honourable Members. Jenny Schreiner, DG of the Department.
Ngiyabulisa. Owakashaba ngumntwana lo. Ungqongqoshe ihhovisi likamongameli ezibhekene nezamakhosikazi.
Good morning, my name is Nelisa Nobatana, I'm the committee secretary. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for introduction. Without the waste of time, I would like the department to brief us on the that got the report for 2016-2017. Over to you, the department.
Ngiyabonga sihlalo, phambi kokuba ngiqhubekele phambili, ngicela ukuxolisa ukuba ngehora leshumi leshumi neshagalombili. Hayi man. Leshumi ne 12. Shakalombili, samseyathutha. Ngizawucela ukuba ningikhulule ngoba nginomunye umhlangano bengicabanga ukuthi kule sikhathi sihlalo sibambile isikhathi ngempela kunabantu ekumele ngihlangane nabo abaphuthumayo. manje kodwa ngizaba nani ngizokushaya ihora ligamanxe elesishagalombili. Ngiyabonga sihlalo, ngizama ukusondela kakhulu kumama uMakhawula. Sikwazi ukuba angabe njalo yiwuye kuphela okumele ulimi likhulunywe isilungu. Manje ngizawukhuluma isintu nge namhlanje, ngicela ukhuluma ungivumele sihlalo ngikhuluma isiZulu. Ngiyabonga sihlalo, namhlanje size ukuzothula uhlelo lwethu
ndiyabulela sihlalo. Ndicela sihlalo, nam ndifuna ufunda isiXhosa noZulu noSetswana ndondon, kodwa ndiyathethe kancinci and ndiqondi kancinci. So ndicela mamam for ihlanganiso namhlanje, ndicela siya thetha ukhula engesi. Ndiyabulela.
Sorry class, isiNgesi sihlezi sikhulunywa daily and uyasazi. Otherwise into engicabanga ukuthi mabayenza bathole le nto kuthiwa i-dictionary.
Ngiyabonga sihlalo, ngiyabonga kumalunga epalamende ahloniphekile ukuba namhlanje sikhulume ngesintu sakisi. Sizawutswakatswaka ukuze bangalahleki odadewethu. Ngiyabonga. Namhlanje sizothula uhlelo lwethu oluthintana nohlelo le-third quarter ye-department. Engakusho ke ukuba uma sibheka uhlelo lwethu namhlanje, sizamile nokubheka izinto ezaziphakamiswe yikomiti kumakota adlulile. Uma nibheka i-report DG, sibafakele issues which were raised by the committee. We've also answered that, but we've also distributed to the committee. Ngizama ukucacisa ukuba the documentation is here so that there are issues which you've raised and we've tried to respond to those issues. Overall, I must say we've made progress as a department when it comes to various aspects which were raised by the committee, but also we've got reports which we are going to table today on quarter three performance of the department. And I'm going to propose, Chairperson, that into esiyenzayo sekwi-English manje la cela ukukhuluma isiZulu umakson ungasimiki. Esizakwenza namhlanje kulo hlelo lwethu eniza kucela sihlale ukuthi umphathi nomphathi noma omanager bakhona namhlanje yibo abazothula izigaba zabo ngokuhlukahlukana. Ngizama ukuba senzele ukuba ikomiti yazi ukuba senzani, kodwa nabo manager sinabo namuhla bakwazi ukuthula umsebenzi wabo abawenzayo. Manje ngisho ukuthi sihlalo sizawuthi kancane ukugudluka ehlelweni lokuba njalo ngithi ngendlalele ngiphinde ngicacise, bazawulokhunza bazawukwazi ukuthi bathule bekhokhelwa u-director general njalo njalo babize ukuthi mabathule izinhlelo zabo. Emva kwalokho sikwazi-ke ukuthi sicacise la ikomiti lifuna sicacise khona. Ngiyabonga sihlalo.
Okay, before we start on the benefit of our researcher and content advisor, maybe if you can just summarize it in English after you have talked with Zulu.
Hey, yes, I'm fucking king and more.
Otherwise, you can speak in Zulu because they are interpreters for Mam Kaula.
Yes, Salo, the Konuselen Nalo, Ogmeling Evan Twin. Manje ngihamba isiZulu sami sesintengentenge sesiyaxeka. Manje ngizama ukuthi ngisiqinise ngithi manje ebantwini bangizwe kahle. Manje ngiqala la ukuthi ngihlengahlengise, ngizama ukuba isiZulu sami ngempela kube isiZulu esiqotho uZulu a. Manje ingakho ngiyacela kube sihlale ukuthi angivumeleni bandla isilungu, hawu sesilimezile ulimi lwami.
Sihlalo, inside this room, we do not have translation facilities. Now, as a person who's trying to learn a number of languages myself, I respect all 11 plus hopefully one, you know, hopefully 13 languages one day. Every single one. No one is more important than the other. But the fact is that other than myself, there are other people in this room who do not have access to an interpreter or to interpretation services. If this room had interpretation services, I would encourage every member in this room to speak a language of their choice. But Madam Chair, in the absence of those services, please, can we conduct the rest of the meeting in English, respectfully, for the benefits of any media, PMG, researchers, content advisors, without any disrespect to anyone. I'm also practicing a number of languages, but I'm not going to practice to improve in this meeting today. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that I understand what the honorable member is saying. I understand what the honorable member is saying, but in the room amongst the members and the officials from the department, I think it's about only one person that can't speak Zulu, understand Zulu here. And I see there is an interpreter there. So.
And for the content advisors?
There's two interpreters.
And they're both busy.
Honorable Chair.
And for the sake of this conversation, I'll speak English. I think it is about time that this institution organized translation in all facilities. So it is not like our responsibility at this point in time to say people should not speak with, in their languages. If they want to speak in their languages, they can speak. But it is the responsibility of the same officials to organize that. Because this institution has agreed that all languages, all official languages, have to be respected equally. I mean, we go into an extent of speaking English. For what good reason? For what good reason do we have to speak English? I'm Sotun. Naki Mupe. So, ke batla bolela Sotho.
Okay, without wasting time, let's give the minister to talk whatever language she wants to talk.
Ngiyabonga Sihlalo. Ngisaphinda ngithi. Ngo 1976.
Voorzitter, ek vra asseblief. Vandag enige een van ons hierso, ons praat verskillende tale. Daar's Sepedi, daar's Setswana, daar's Xhosa, daar's Engels, daar's Afrikaans, daar's so baie tale in hierdie kamer vandag. As elk van ons hulle eie taal vandag in hierdie what is this a room in Afrikaans?
Lokaal.
Lokaal, ek ook nie. Hierdie is nie my eerste taal nie. So as ons almal ons eie tale vandag sit, dan asseblief, ons niemand van ons sal mekaar verstaan nie. Ek wil u verstaan, mevrou. I want to understand you. Die funa konda u minister wang. Kodwa. As almal van ons hulle eie tale praat, sal ons niemand verstaan nie. And the problem is, and I hope I've made the point, ma'am, we have the benefits of a translator. Makaula has the benefits of a translator, but we have other people in this room. And it is unacceptable, and I agree with my honorable colleague. Parliament must jack up its language services, absolutely. But in the absence of that, please can we conduct the rest of the meeting in English, number one, so that we can continue without breaks and stops, and please ask that again, and someone speaking Sepedi, and someone translating, and someone speaking Sizulu, and then translating. So, Madam Chair, with the greatest respect to the minister, to the department, to the other members and everyone else, I ask you to rule. May we conduct the rest of the meeting in English, not that that's what we want, but that is what the resources allow for today. Maybe we must go to the National Assembly next time, then we can have all of the translation services. Diabulela.
Ngiyabonga sihlalo ama officials azokhuluma isilumo ngithi njengoba nami ngahlupheka ngifunda lesingesi nalesibhunu ngenkani ngo 1996 mase adopt constitution sathi wonke amalwimi ayalingana manje akulona iphutha lami ukuba namhlanje kungu 20 years siku democracy celebrate constitution singakwazi ukuba labo lamalwimi akuthiwa ayalingana sakhona elingcono kunelinye. Ngicela ke sihlalo ukuba ngikhulumise lo ngesintu sakithi.
Honorable members, we've been 10 minutes now debating the issue of language. Let's give the minister whatever language he wants to speak to, because the officials are going to talk on the presentation in English. So now it's just an overview from the minister. Thank you, Honorable Minister.
Ngiyabonga sihlalo. Engizakwenza ke bengithe umqhubi umanager olapha kithi u-director general uzawuqala ahlukanise ngokuhlukahlukane ama-report ngokwezigaba zawo no-manager abaphethe bakwazi ukuthi hala kamshini baniqhubekisele phambili ukuba basebenze bafinyelela kuphi. Okunye ngokushilo ukuthi kunemibuzo enibekade niyibuzile niyikomiti. Manje leyo mibuzo ke nayo sizamile ukuba siyiphendule, uDG uzayiphendula, kodwa sizawuqala laphaya kuhlelo lwakakota 3 senzela ukuba lula. Nithi ke mase sicedile upresenta wonke bakwazi ke ukuba sinikezele okuwena sihlalo. Ngiyabonga.
If you could start.
Okay, thank you, Ed Minister. Thank you, CG. We are presenting a quarter three performance report. I'm going to look at the presentation from the beginning until the quarter three performance report, where it relates to program one, which is the administration program. Then I'm going to hand over to Mr. Boy, who's going to look at program two, and then Ms. Ramakhoshi will look at program three, and Mr. Shibidi will look at human resources and finances. Thank you. We have outlined the presentation and separated it in parts. Part A looks at the strategic focus and the update on outstanding quarter one and two targets, which were not achieved. Then Part B looks at the actual performance information for quarter three. Part C continues on the actual human resource oversight for quarter three, together with the financial information related to quarter three. Part E looks at MPET, the outcome that we had on MPET, and the way forward that the department has adopted on managing the management performance administration. The mandate, vision, and mission, they remain the same, and our strategic focus has remained the same over the previous two quarters. We are still structured in three programs. There are two branches, and there is an administration branch which has three divisions. The two branches that I'm referring to, they look at the core business of the department, the social transformation and economic empowerment. Program three is policy stakeholder coordination and knowledge management. We looked also at the strategic focus with relation to the SONA priorities of 2016, and the department is paying special attention to the 9-point plan,
We are monitoring and evaluating the placing of women in the center of government programs. And we are also focusing on gender mainstreaming and ensuring the financial inclusion of women in the economy. The department is busy finalizing the financial inclusion framework, which Mr. Boy will also elaborate on. The APP, which we will be tabling this March, the 17-18, will be linked to the 2017 SONA requirements. In Program 1, we had targets which were not achieved. They are listed as your three-year rolling strategic risk management plan, which was not approved in quarter 2. The risk implementation plan was also not approved. However, the responsible managers have achieved this in quarter 2. This target was not achieved in quarter 1, so it got finalized in quarter 2. The quarterly reporting showing trends of payments of suppliers who submitted invoices produced, it was not achieved. However, at the end of quarter 3, the average compliance of the department was at 96%. This non-achievement of the 100% payment of invoices within 30 days was due to invoices that were approved late and they were paid out of the quarter 3 cycle. And it was due to management negligence, unfortunately, for quarter 3, because we had come here in quarter 2 and committed to convene a workshop with our suppliers to ensure that the invoices that they submit together with the supporting documents allows our finance to pay them on time. So on that element, we did succeed in quarter 3. However, there were just a few invoices, 11 in total, which were approved out of the payment cycle of quarter 3. The disciplinary cases resolved within 90 days is still not achieved to date. We still have 2 disciplinary cases which are a work in progress. This is due to the disciplinary process requirements involved, which result in postponement and allowing each party to present their case fully. The 95% ICT systems availability was not achieved in quarter 1, but in quarter 2 it is achieved, and also in quarter 3 it's achieved. The business application implementation plan, we've said in quarter 2 that we have employed the director responsible for IT, who is going to finalize the development of the ICT business implementation plan. And in quarter 3, it was not achieved. It is a work in progress, which will be finalized at the end of quarter 4. The areas of non-achievement for quarter 1 for program 2 was the consultation document on provision of childcare best practices. I would like to refer the committee to the erratum that the department tabled to review this target. Management has looked at the target and the execution of this target, and it then realized that since it's a DSD function, we cannot continue as the target was planned, and it necessitated a review, which was also aligned to the commitment that our minister made during the budget vote for the department to start coordinating work on the development of the policy framework on sanitary dignity for indigent girls and women. When we look at this target in quarter 3, it is reported as achieved. However, in the sanitary dignity framework space, The next target, the consultation document of household community care work developed. It is being finalized by the end of quarter four. It's not achieved to date because the department is engaging the Department of Labor in finalizing the target so that we could come up with a proper intervention mechanism to address this area of work. The consultations with stakeholders in the economic sector and the Women's Financial Inclusion Discussion Paper, it is achieved by the end of quarter two, and it is a target that is continuing in quarter three. The other targets which were not achieved was the draft discussion document on strategy for gender mainstreaming and GSPs and the analysis of GRB best practices produced, including the discussion paper on the prevention strategy on the integrated program of action on violence against women initiated. The previous two targets, the GSPs and the GRB, we will be taking a full update from Mr. Boy in quarter three. However, what we did in this slide, we have just put a summary of the status of the target, which remains, the GSPs remains a work in progress. The draft framework was submitted and presented to the GNA Technical Working Group, and it will be further presented to the GNA cluster for recommendation to cabinet. The GRB best practices, we have a draft paper developed, and the stakeholder meeting was held on the 11th of November 2016, and the latest status will be presented in the quarter three report. The target on the integrated program of action on violence against women and children initiated is also one of the targets that was also affected by the review, in that the department was embarking on national dialogues, and it necessitated that the work on this target be finalized within the work of the dialogues. So the target will be reported in the outcome of the Limpopo dialogue, which will be finalized by quarter four. That actual report, but the dialogue was finalized in quarter three. The analysis of best practices on integrated services for GBV survivors discussion paper is still not achieved, and it is also part of the incorporated in the dialogue, where the responsible managers are working with the community on the ground to analyze the integrated services for GBV in the respective communities. The Limpopo was finalized in quarter three. It will be included in the report of the Limpopo dialogue. And that work will be carried out as the department is moving to other provinces. When we take the quarter three report, Ms. Ramakgoshi will also elaborate on the dialogues. The following targets were not achieved by program two in quarter two, which is the consultation on intervention mechanisms for improved child care. I've also explained that this is a target that was redirected, and we are also looking at the sanitary dignity project. The sector consultation on women's productive contribution to households will be finalized by the end of quarter four. And these targets, both of them, they fall under the sub-program social empowerment. And going forward, that sub-program will be focused on developing the framework for the sanitary dignity for indigent women and girls, which will that also includes the department convening a national task team of all departments that participate and have a role to play in the provision of sanitary dignity to indigent women and girls. The draft discussion document on strategy for gender mainstreaming and GFPs, the department has held a meeting on the 28th of October to refine the proposals on the GFPs. Where we are currently, there are meetings that must still take place to finalize a way forward, which also include a DG to DG meeting and a minister to prepare for a minister to minister meeting that will address issues that need to be unblocked by our minister together with the minister of DPSA for implementation by the officials. The draft GRB framework consulted with stakeholders. This is a work in progress. The department is currently has had a consultation with National Treasury, DTME, and StatsSA. There are continuous consultations that are taking place, which includes DPME, which has already taken place on the 2nd of March, and there will be a further consultative of the Prince is the... Assist me here. If you are consulting with the specialist in the GRB sector. Okay, thank you. He will elaborate on this target in quarter three. For program three, the solemn declaration update report was not achieved in quarter one. This report was finalized and submitted for approval in December 2016. It will be launched in March for the heads of a summit meeting that is scheduled to take place in July. The progress report on implementation of phase one of the IKM strategy, it is not achieved. The phase one was not finalized due to required audits that needed to take place, and the department did not have sufficient human and financial resources to execute this target. In the 2017-18 APP, the department has refocused the work in the information and knowledge management area to look at information and communication work in the gender sector in the department. So it will happen as a communication element as a whole within the department. The AU Agenda 2063 domesticated. The department has consulted with DECO on this target, and State South Africa and DPME are still developing targets and indicators which are aligned to the NDP. And it was indicated that it was premature for the country to commence with the implementation process without properly defined indicators. As a result, the department is looking at the proposed action plan, which will be executed to the minister by the end of March. Analyze reported cases by nature of gender-based violence. This target is happening within the national dialogue, and it will be achieved on the finalization of the Limpopo Dialogues report. The following targets in quarter two were not achieved for program three, which is the progress report on research analysis of agri-parks, the research strategy on women's socio-economic empowerment, and the policy paper on gender policy analysis of the land reform program. This is also one of the targets which are contained in the IRATAM, because the department has restructured this target in the midterm review of the APP, which was approved by the minister, and these three targets were collapsed into one target to enable the sub-program to produce a generic analysis report of the whole nine-point plan. And the working draft report has been developed and is currently being finalized. which will also include the work on the agri-parks, land reform, and policy matters or issues that and the research agenda that the department will look at. The research and policy analysis has also developed a tool for data collection, which will assist the sub-program in executing of this project target in the 2017-18 APP as well. The following targets were also not achieved. To analyze prosecuted cases by nature of gender-based violence, was what happened is the sub-program also worked on the target within the national dialogues, where community members in Limpopo were engaged to hear and document their experience with regards to the criminal justice system, and also to assist the department on the intervention mechanism that must be developed to address the scourge of gender-based violence. This also included the department visiting the victim empowerment centers and the TTCs and the sexual offences court, and the report of the Limpopo dialogue will also include the outcome of this target. The monitor the implementation of the recommendation from analysis of strategic planning documents of the economic cluster departments. This target was not achieved in quarter two. The unit was in the process of analyzing the second draft of the APPs from departments. However, a consolidated report will be finalized by the 3rd of March, was finalized by the 3rd of March, and in the 2016-17, this part of work was identified as not really adding value to the monitoring and evaluation of the economic cluster departments with regards to the economic empowerment of women, and the department will be focusing on implementing the framework, the monitoring and evaluation framework, instead of analyzing the APPs of the economic cluster department. The impact assessment report on progress made on women's economic empowerment in the economic cluster department was also not achieved in quarter two. The chief directorate was unable to execute this target. They have analyzed the economic empowerment report as complied by sub-program ST, the program ST, which is the social economic transformation sub-program, where the report that they produced was to assist them to identify some projects and programs that they will visit before the end of the quarter to assess and verify how they have impacted and whether they have these projects have improved the lives of women, and they will then develop a report which will be made available. Part B looks at the beginning of the actual quarter three report. Overall, the performance of the department out of 29 targets planned, 15 targets were achieved, which is 52%, while 14, which is 48%, were not achieved. For program one, the figure below illustrates that out of 11 targets which were planned, 8 targets were achieved, while 3 were not achieved. I will then take the committee through the targets which were not achieved, which is the 30 days payment. I've indicated that there were invoices which were had to be identified under the reason for deviation. In October, we had 10 invoices which were not paid on time due to late certification by the responsible manager. And we also had in November 2 invoices which were not approved on time, and 3 invoices were also submitted late by the end user. The 2 invoices in November, they also related to a service provider that rendered a service and then submitted an invoice which was outside of the agreed order that was issued, and the matter had to be resolved before the 2 invoices could be paid. Consequence management has been implemented to the managers who failed to approve the invoices on time, and the department continues to monitor the implementation of Note 4 by making sure that it sensitizes the finalization of payment of invoices which were received on time with supporting documents. The next target that was not achieved is the disciplinary 100% disciplinary cases resolved within 90 days. The department has appointed a fixed-term contractor from the 1st of March to provide technical support for the labor cases, and the delays which were identified as a reason for deviation will also be managed by this appointee. The 85% business application developed on annual basis was also not achieved due to lack of approved ICT business plan implementation plan, which will be developed and finalized by the end of quarter four. And it will also go through the processes of going through the management structures, including the audit and risk committee for endorsement and finalization and approval by the minister. The highlights of achievements for program one are we have managed to finalize the second quarter risk assessment report, and we have made it available to, we've made the quarter three a risk assessment report available to the committee. The second quarter internal audit progress report was also submitted timeously, and the date that was published in the APP was incorrect, and it has been agreed to be noted with the auditors that it was a month that was incorrectly quoted, so the target remains achieved. The second draft, APP 1718, was submitted to National Treasury and the DPME by the end of December, end of November, 30th November. And the second quarter performance report was developed and submitted to National Treasury and DPME by the end of December. The status report on the MPET improvement plan was approved and presented to the Audit and Risk Committee and approved by the accounting officer. 98.2% of invoices were paid within 30 days in quarter three. The second quarter interim financial statements were submitted to National Treasury by the 31st of October, and the vacancy rate of the department as at 31st December was 5.7%, and more than 95% ICT systems availability was achieved in quarter three. I will then hand over to Mr. Boy to present the quarter three report for program two.
Okay. Thank you, colleague. And thanks for the opportunity. I'll simply carry over from where my colleague had left off. In terms of the program two, quarter three performance report, as you can see from the graph, that's the helicopter view in terms of what has been our achievement. And to date, during quarter three, 50% of the targets as set were achieved and another 50% not achieved. But going straight into the detail, within program two, we do also have three sub-programs, and I'll go per sub-program from, rolling from that. The first sub-program I want to report on is the sub-program that takes care of social empowerment and transformation. And the performance indicator that we had during quarter three there was Framework for Sanitary Dignity Campaign Coordinated. And it's my pleasure to indicate that the consultation process for Sanitary Dignity Campaign was approved. And in terms of the descriptive narrative of the product which has been approved, it really talked to the base document in terms of the Sanitary Dignity Campaign. And in terms of the verification source, we have alluded to the fact that the discussion paper, which was approved, then is made available to the committee. That's the only target that relates to the sub-program on social empowerment and transformation. Moving to sub-program two, which talks to the economic empowerment and transformation, we got two performance indicators there. The first indicator talks to the improved women's socioeconomic empowerment through engendering of the 9-point plan. And in terms of the target which is there for quarter three, we had to take the consultations to stakeholders based on the report or preliminary report that we had developed so that we are able to close the gap. At the time, I must point out that out of the 21 ASET cluster or economic cluster departments, 14, they had submitted the reports as required, and there were 7 outstanding. And arising from the resolution which was taken at ASET cluster, the remaining 7 subsequently, therefore, gave us the reports. And I've indicated there in terms of the progress that as and when we receive the outstanding information, then our work is also to update, but also accompanied by analysis. I must indicate that the indicator itself, as you will see in the next quarter report, would have finalized that because at this stage is still at preliminary level. The second indicator talks to women financial inclusion discussion paper. I must indicate that during quarter three, we had aimed to table that to the ASET cluster departments, DG cluster that was going to be. And we then, with some engagement internally, realized that we had to withdraw that plan so that we could replace it by tabling the very same report at the Technical Working Committee group. Now, the Technical Committee Working Group is constituted of chief director level, because we thought that would really, like, sort of, you know, that process will enrich the process before it could go to the DG cluster meeting. And as part of the mitigating factor, that target indeed is going to be achieved by quarter four. Moving on, the third sub-program is on the governance, transformation, justice, and security. And the first indicator that was achieved was on the strategy for gender mainstreaming on gender focal points. My colleague had already previously alluded to the fact that draft discussion document on the strategy for GFPs has been consulted, and the consultation had been at the government and administration cluster at a technical working group level. And in other words, basically what we are saying is that it had already gone through approval process that required the DG engagement or DGs of the department. However, as you can see there, that indicator has been achieved. The other indicator that sub-program talks to is the gender-responsive framework, and indeed that has been achieved. And in terms of the quarter three delivery, was the development of the framework which needed to be consulted with the stakeholders. And we have alluded to the fact that internal consultation, which is intergovernmental consultation, had indeed taken place which involved the National Treasury, DPME, and State SA. But you'll realize that at the time when we put this report together, we had not engaged with DPME, but subsequent to that, that ground has already been covered. The other indicator in terms of that sub-program, which was not achieved, was on the discussion paper towards National Prevention Strategy for Integrated Program of Action on Violence Against Women and Children. And you will realize that this work stream has been incorporated into the national dialogues, which the department had piloted in the province of Limpopo. And in terms of the reason for deviation, you will see that according to the narrative there, as per the Executive Authorities Directive, the 2016-17 APP errata was issued, and that target in terms of what it needed to deliver has since been incorporated into the National Dialogues work in as far as it relates to the GBV. And you'd see that as we move forward, that is a work that will be achieved in the next quarter. The second indicator, or the next indicator there, if I can put it that way, is the assessing the impact of implementation of Sexual Offences Act. And the target for quarter three was that the department was supposed to do the analysis on best practice on integrated services for GBV survivors. The work stream has been incorporated into the national dialogues, as I've already indicated above, by way of issuing an erratum. Now, in terms of the highlights, in as far as work for Program 2 is concerned, is that the consultation process on sanitary dignity campaign project has been approved internally, and stakeholders has been capacitated to ensure the economic empowerment of women in the 9-point plan. By that, we mean that at a point where we issued the preliminary report, there were still about 7 departments which had outstanding reports, so we had to go to them and basically to assist them so that, you know, they are able to report, and that's the capacity that we're talking about. And the other 6, they didn't even require us to do that aspect of the work as per resolution of the ASET cluster departments meeting, but the Department of Science and Technology felt that they needed something along those lines, of which we actually delivered. In terms of the highlights as well, the draft GRB framework consulted with the stakeholders, I think we have already highlighted, and it talks back to the targets which have been achieved. The areas of non-achievement, without really like sort of, you know, going into detail about it, but just to flag the fact that the following targets were not achieved, and the first one, it related to the household and community care work. We've already explained the fact that with some hindsight, the erratum has been issued because when we realized that, you know, that work could amply be done through the national dialogues. The second aspect was on the women's financial inclusion. Lots of groundwork had been covered. I think there it was a matter of like reflection to then say we cannot take the work of the women financial inclusion to DG cluster meeting without it having gone through the lower level structure, which is the technical working group of the ASED, or the same cluster, if I can put it that way. The other area of non-achievement was the dialogues consultation report towards a national prevention strategy for the integrated program of action on violence against women and children, which the preliminary report will be produced in the next quarter. I think that's what we basically, the point we are making there. The last area of non-achievement was the analysis of best practice on integrated services for GBV survivors report. The preliminary report, again, as we have already indicated, will be tabled during quarter four. I think I would want to end it there and pass it over to my next colleague, responsible for Program 3, DDG Ramaphosa. Thank you.
Thank you, colleagues, honorable members. I'm going to present on Program 3. If you see on the figure on there that Program 3 had 10 targets planned. Out of the 10 targets, Program 3 managed to achieve 4 targets, while 6 were not achieved. I'll explain the program in the next page. The first sub-program deals with research and policy analysis. Now, the target in the quarter 3 was to look into the desktop research on the socioeconomic empowerment of women in the thematic areas of the 9-point plan. As Ms. Matabele has already said, that through looking at the erratum around that, initially they were going to look at the AgriPax program and looking at the land reform and also a policy issue around gender policy analysis and the land reform. That work was then consolidated to include the target on the 9-point plan, so that at the end it should be the different targets in the 9-point plan. The work was done before, however now the incorporation of all the work is work in progress as we stand. The second sub-program deals with information and knowledge management, and the target for quarter 3 was a progress report on the implementation phase of the IKM strategy. The phase there dealt with the audit, and as a department we recognize that it was really premature for us to even think of having an audit look of information with the capacity that we had at the time, where we only had one chief director in the chief directorate. And after the chief directorate has left, we took some of the work that talks of data and take it to research and policy analysis. And that really is about information, that when we get information, we take that information, whether it's a report, we have established a portal, it's just a file on the system where we upload whatever information that is needed, because that also will be used with the research chief directorate. In the sub-program stakeholder coordination and outreach, we had one number of reports on the domestication of international instruments. The quarter 3 report was one implementation report that looked at the Solemn Declaration. It was not achieved. However, the work was done. The instrument was filled in and it was submitted through the system. However, because at the time of the closing of the term, it was not as yet approved, so it's not achieved. The second target was one report of strategic multilateral relations, and that spoke to the CEDAW report, and the CEDAW report was already lodged with the DERCO, and letter was sent, and it's achieved. The sub-program continued under stakeholder coordination and outreach, where the target for the quarter was one outreach initiative on the socioeconomic empowerment of women, and that included 16 days of activism. What happens during that quarter is that the 16 days of activism did happen. However, it was launched as part of the dialogue, where on the 25th, on the International Day on No Violence Against Women, the President launched the national dialogues to be piloted in Limpopo, and that happened throughout the 16 days in Limpopo, where the department had dialogues in the 5 districts in Limpopo, and out of that 5 districts that we've engaged with 10,000 people, because per district we're dialoguing with 2,000 community members. With regards to the first quarter target, again on the stakeholder coordination outreach, the target was to have 3 community mobilization initiatives conducted on socioeconomic issues affecting women, and in brackets we even indicated gender-based violence. That there were 3 community mobilization initiatives that took place. The first one was engagement with the Methodist Church youth, where they was engaged around issues of gender-based violence and young people. And the second engagement was with the elderly women at Sidibeng, looking at the 60th anniversary of the Women's March, but also addressing issues of gender-based violence. And the third one was engagement with the elderly women of Orlando, also looking at the issue of gender-based violence, but as part of the celebration of the 60th anniversary of the Women's March. Under the sub-program monitoring and evaluation, the third quarter target was testing of the M&E system, and it was not achieved because the M&E framework itself that was approved was found to have gaps. As a result, the system was could not be tested until the framework itself is up and running. The second one was analyzing turnaround time to conclude cases of gender-based violence and also monitor programs developed by Justice Cluster to prevent gender-based violence. Now, this target was incorporated into the dialogues. And during the dialogues, what happened is that when people were engaging with communities, there were also visits that went to police station. At Mopani, there was a visit to Giani Police Station and its VEP Center. There was also a visit to Giani Magistrate Court and Kensani Hospital to check on its TCCs and Tlangi VEP Center, where they were looking at, after discussing with the community, we had to go and check if what they're indicating that the police are a challenge, if we'll find that at the police station. And in Lipalale, the visit was in Ilrasras police station. Again, in the sub-program monitoring evaluation, the quarter three target was to monitor programs developed by the Justice Cluster to prevent gender-based violence. These two has been incorporated into the dialogues, and the visit to the centers, to the Sexual Offences Court, are part of the work that needs to be done. However, the report in itself is not finalized. That's why it's not achieved. The sub-program monitoring and evaluation looking at quarter three target was progress report on the analysis of strategic planning documents of the economic cluster departments AP 2017 and 2018. Work to date is that there has been assessment of the first draft APPs for 2017 and 2018 of all departments, and that the draft report has been submitted to DPME, hence it's achieved. And the next target is induction of stakeholders on the approved women empowerment M&E framework. That there has been a workshop that DPME has planned, where the department was supposed to then go and induct all the attendees in that workshop around the framework. Now, at the moment, as I indicated, the framework, even though initially was approved, there has been identified gaps in the framework. There was a workshop internally where we engaged an M&E expert to assist in strengthening that framework, and that is not achieved. Highlights of achievement for Program 3 is the one report of strategic multilateral relations, which is the CEDAW report that has been submitted to DERCO. The outreach initiatives, around 16 days and dialogues that have been already mentioned there. Three community mobilization initiatives conducted on socioeconomic issues affecting women. And lastly, progress report on the analysis of threat plans documents of the economic cluster departments. With areas of non-achievement under Program 3, the following targets were not achieved. The first one is a desktop research and analytical report on socioeconomic empowerment of women in the thematic areas of the 9-point plan. Mm-hmm. The draft report is available, and the draft report, due to the change in the direction that it's not only looking at the agri-parks and land reform, but looking at the different section of the 9-point plan is there. The progress report on implementation of phase one of the ICAM strategy, as I've already included, that the phase one includes audit of available information, and due to department human resource capacity and needs, were reprioritized in order to reach that target. One implementation report on the solemn declaration has been finalized and sent for approval, and its date will not be specified. However, this is targeted to be launched before the Head of State Summit in July. Analyze turnaround time to conclude cases of gender-based violence monitor programs developed by Justice Cluster to prevent gender-based violence. The draft report in terms of the the dialogues will include some of the visits around justice. However, also there has been instruction that not only the visit, but also look at the documents, the reports, the previous reports of departments, and analyze that as part of the of this target. Induction of stakeholders on the approved women empowerment and M&E framework. In the third quarter, this was reported incorrectly as achieved because the M&E framework was not finalized. Engaging with the stakeholders around that was not acceptable, and the testing of the MSC system has also not happened. I think I'll then take it to Mr. Shiviti, who's going to present the next one.
Thanks, DDG and committee members. I'll take care of Part C and Part D. Part C is a human resource, which is obviously linked also to Part C. So slide 49, we erroneously said it's October to December. It's a cumulative. It's from April to December 2016. However, we make also in terms of Program 2, Social Transformation, the total expenditure, we included also CGE, which was a technical mistake. Then the next slide is the vacancies that are there, implementing vacancies, the program as December, and the next night in terms of employment equity. And then we didn't have job evaluations during that particular quarter, and slide 53, talk of service termination, is one person who got promotion. Yeah, that's it in terms of HR. The other one, we the information, ILECA BRRR, the one that we're updating. We go to Part D, which is financial information. Part of it, that's why I'm saying I'm running, because the HR, obviously, slide 55 also talks again to the slide 49. Expenditure report, in terms of your economic classification. Your compensation of employees budget, the adjusted budget, Slide 55. A compensation of employees, adjusted budget 72 million. The projected expenditure as at the 31st of December, 54 million. And the actual expenditure, 53, which is 2% less. And it's as a result of the positions that were not filled, that the variance is 1.3, and the available budget at the end of quarter three was 19 million. The goods and services, the 50, and the available budget was 17.3, and in terms of percentage expenditure was 66%. The variance was 6.9. The transfers to CGEs and again to payment the leave gratuities. There was an over expenditure. If you look at 2.219, it's linked to the leave gratuities, but the CGE payment, we paid everything to CGE. The capital payments was variance in the budget was 3.7, the actual was 1.3, which was 36% at that time. The variance was 1.3, and the available budget at that time. But we have since, in terms of quarter four, dealt with the capital spending. Slide 56, which is the next page, the next slide, I'm sorry. The appropriation for 2016 was 196, and the actual expenditure as at December was 104. These are narratives. The compensation, like I'm saying, those are narratives. The goods and services are narratives. If you look at goods and services, was 50 million with actual expenditure of 33.2 million. The projected spending was 40, and the underspending of 6 is due to outstanding invoices for office accommodation, consultation with stakeholders, which did not take place, like the program 2 was indicating, also program 3. And then that's why there was a proposal from program 2 to shift funding at 1.5 to augment program 3. And then transfers and subsidies is the CGE like I was indicating, the 2-1 is leave gratuities. The capital expenditure, by the end of February, the whole amount has been committed. Slide 58, program expenditure. Yeah, well, we department has spent 71% overall in terms of that at the end of quarter three, and the available budget by then was 58 million. And then the administration, in terms of slide 59, spent 65, which is 74% of the program adjusted appropriation of 88.3 million. The variance here, 1.3, like I'm saying, part of the position that we didn't fill, and underspending, like I was saying, indicated to that. Then program two, in terms of their financial overview, well, program two, the bigger chunk of the money go to CGE, and the actual expenditure 6.4 of its net budget, which translates to 44%. The variance between projected spending plan of 12.1 and actual spending is 5.1. The other spending is due to the draft discussion document that they were talking about that still have to go through consultation processes. And of course, they are saying they anticipated 1.5 million might not be done, and they requested formally to transfer to program three. Program three, the spending, it was 66%. The variance projected spending of 18.4 million and actual spending is 2.4. The underspending is due to outstanding invoices for the dialogues, like they were saying. Majority of those invoices were paying them. Slide 62, in terms of the suspense account, the monthly reconciliation are done on a suspense account, and there's progress if you look at previously in terms of quarter two, because we have to bring on board somebody on contract to assist us in doing that, but the process is ongoing. During that period, we didn't experience any fruitless and wasteful expenditure during quarter three. The irregular expenditures, there were 7 cases of irregular transaction were reported for period ending December, which were cumulative, of course, like I'm saying, from April. These cases, together with outstanding emanating from previous financial year, are currently under investigation. We have appointed a person to look. I mean, she started on the 9th of January, I'm sorry, to deal with the irregular expenditure investigation. There's work that has been done up to so far. Deviation, there were 17 transactions reported SEM as deviations amounting to 3.56 million and payment within 30 days. I'm sure it has been alluded, the invoices that were paid outside the 30 days payment period. And one of them, of course, it is banking details. Certain things would exceed that 15%, like we brought on board towards the end of the financial year KPMG to assist us with the financial statements. Achievements, like I alluded earlier, investigator has been appointed in January to start with the process of investigating regular expenditure work progress, and we are setting up the implementation of the logging system, which started in February. What we are doing now, we are just finalizing for live implementation in April 2017. Challenges, well, although the suspense are being reconciled and cleared, the process is slow, is still slow. Additional human capacity has been appointed for the remainder of the financial year to assist with the clearing. Well, those were major events during that particular quarter. The 16 days, which we said it, which was also renamed yet in National Dialogues on Gender-Based Violence. The catering, the promotional items, the contractors, we break them, audiovisual, event promoters, infrastructure, the decoration, rental and hiring, transport, I mean, we're transporting to community members to different places, and the facilitators that we have to pay for assisting with the dialogues, the venues and facilities. The total expenditure, this one is 6.358, and this particular money is part of the GBS funding. It's not necessarily coming from a departmental coffers. It's coming from the GBS funding, which is the last the last GBS funding. Well, the international trips that during that particular October to December, there were two international trips to Gambia and Addis Ababa. The delegation, three, the expenditure is like that. There were no financial misconduct during the period under review.
Must I take also the audit action?
Okay. General budget support. It's coming from National Treasure. Yeah, general budget support. Assist that. Okay, Minister. Okay. The audit action plan. Because we wanted to appraise in terms of the progress up to so far. We have got on a weekly basis audit steering committee chaired by myself as an acting CFO. We're dealing with the audit report year 2015-16, and also the last meeting was to look at the interim audit report by the Auditor General. We have tasked ourselves, but you look at slide 69, if you look at it, majority of it is green and stuff like that, except one red. That red is it's an area that we're saying there were irregular expenditure, and which is cleared at a quarter four, that particular irregular expenditure. We have dealt with Auditor General, the AGA officials and stuff like that. We have agreed in terms of that. Then we're going to clear it. Majority of it will be green. Majority of them will be green. So there's progress in terms of the implementation of the AGA recommendation at 2015-16. And I think now I'll hand over to Ms. Matovela to look in terms of the MPET. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shibete. The background on the MPET is an annual departmental assessment of management performance assessment tool. It looks at different KPAs. The first one is strategic management, governance, and accountability. The third one is human resources, and the last one is financial management. It is an evidence-based tool. The committee have seen the presentation that we brought in quarter two. The total of standards that we had were 37, and the department has managed the monitoring and compliance with MPET through its management structure to an ESCO level, where we will monitor how the responsible KPA coordinators are doing in terms of getting the system ready. A meeting was also held with DPME prior to the closing of the MPET 1.6, which was the 30th of September. The meeting was held on the 23rd of September to discuss challenges that were also identified by the KPA coordinators and also to seek solutions. We've also, the DPME has also moderated our scores, which we challenged on the 1st of February. This is the outcome of the MPET, which was availed to the department. On KPA 1, strategic management, the department self-assessment was 4, the moderation score was 3. The score was lowered due to the moderator not finding proof that the department did factor in analysis by DPME in the final strategic plan 2015-20. This score was challenged by submitting evidence that the analysis did take place So we are anticipating that by the time it's finalized, it will go back to a 4. The annual performance plan self-assessment was 3. It was then reduced to 2 because the APP 2016-17 did not have was found not to have a comprehensive situational analysis. And the second reason was that the APP was not aligned to the strategic plan due to duplication of strategic objective indicators as performance indicators. This matter has been resolved in the 2017-18 APP. We have challenged the score based on page 42 of the framework of strategic plan and annual performance plan, which states that the situational analysis should be an updated one, and we have developed the strategic plan on the same year as the 2016-17. So when you look at the 2017 APP, there is a section which is an annexure which talks to any changes that relate to the strategic plan, which will be tabling during the tabling period now in March. For monitoring and evaluation, we had a score for our self-assessment was 4. It was reduced to 3 due to the fact that we did not attach the minutes of the management meeting where the annual report was discussed. But we have challenged this moderated score and availed the minutes where the annual report was discussed. So in each and every KPA, when you assess yourself, there is evidence that you are required to file. So if you leave out one piece of evidence, then the moderator will bring the score down until you correct it. So having said that, where you see the score being aligned, it means the moderator and the department were on the same page. There are areas which, like the KPA on evaluation, where the department was required to put mechanisms in place to improve this score. Here it meant we had to choose a program that the department is managing, which will be evaluated, and then we were supposed to evaluate it and then have evidence for that particular project. But because this was a new KPA element that was introduced, the department then took long to implement the requirement, and hence we scored 2 because we did not have evidence of an evaluated program. This year we are kickstarting the process by routing a submission, identifying the program which the minister must approve, and we will then be able to have evidence by the 30th of September in 2017 when we file MPET 1.6. And planning of implementation. In this requirement, the department is engaging DPME to assist with this standard, as they have indicated that since we are a policy department, we don't have a program where we service the community, and this requires that you plan the implementation of the actual service to the community, so they will advise us on how to deal with this, so we could not even move on this score. So red means there's nothing that was done. On this slide, it's just the comments that I've already referred to. On KPA 2, governance and accountability, on service delivery improvement mechanism, the department has already a directorate of internal operations efficiency, and we are working with DPSA to improve compliance on this standard. the management structures, the functionality of it's a governance KPA. So they look at whether the department has government required management structures that meet. They look at the regularity of meetings, type of agenda items, and decisions that are being taken and whether they are managed. So here the department has self-assessed itself as a 3 and the moderation improved. What we need to do was to also include an agenda item on intergovernmental relations to demonstrate that the department in executing its mandate, it does involve its stakeholders within the government the government system. So in our agenda items for management meetings, we did not have a standing item where we report on work that we do with other departments. How we did it was that the responsible program manager would just develop a report and refer to their stakeholders within a report. And the requirement of MPET is that you must demonstrate that you do discuss such in an intergovernmental relations as a standing item. So we will make sure that we include it in the 17-18 financial year. On accountability, the department score was lowered because the audit charter was signed on the 15th of February. And the internal audit will align the review of the audit charter with the financial year. So it was an issue of a misalignment. Even though the charter was done, it did not address the particular financial year that it should have addressed. Part of it was because you will recall that the department has operated for a long time without the director internal audit, so we needed to catch up. So where we are now, when we file MPET 1.6, we will catch up on that reduction of our assessment. The governance and accountability is continuing on the ethics. Our self-assessment score was 3. The moderator has agreed. I'm going to avail the updated comment with their reasons. I think it was an oversight on preparation of the report, because you are required to always identify the reason why your score could not be a green, a 4. So that will be made available. I can't recall, but I can update the committee on steps taken by the accounting officer to establish an ethics committee, which must meet on a regular basis. What we are doing within the strategic management unit is to put in the ethics framework, which is also incorporated in the internal operation efficiency framework. However, the ethics work will happen within the risk management directorate. The prevention of fraud and corruption, the process has been put in place to improve this standard. What affected the department is we did have a framework on prevention of fraud, but we did not then operationalize inside where the department, where you produce posters and pamphlets to sensitize staff on actions that constitute fraud and corruption, and we did not have a clear plan on how we deal with fraud and corruption within the department. Even though we had good frameworks in place, we did not operationalize it. So moving into the new financial year, this is the area that the risk officer will be looking at. In internal audit, the peer review of internal audit will be facilitated by National Treasury and will be performed around May, June 2017, which is a requirement that we could not meet, hence we were a 2. And in risk management, we self-assessed at 3. We were reduced to 3 because the moderator thought for the financial year 15-16, the document, the framework was approved in January 2016, and the risk management unit will align the risk assessment with the planning cycle. So the approval of the framework happened later than it should have happened. So we will make sure that for impact 1.6, it happens timeously. On ICT, we did not have the ICT plan in place. So that also that target that we keep on reporting as not achieved, where the director IT is currently busy developing the plan. So as soon as it's in place, it will have the ICT charters and the whole ICT framework, which will assist the department to perform better on this KPA. On the promotion of access to information, the process has been put in place to improve this standard. However, some of the evidence that was required was a bit problematic because the department did not have any request for information from the public, but it does have the promotion of access to information a champion appointed, and the work has been formalized, but the fact that it was not operationalized, it is not the fault of the department. It's more relevant to departments where, say, they keep records which the community may request, and you can prove that you had request and you have complied. So because we did not have any activity, we remain at 2.2, same as in PAJA. The PAJA process is being put in place. This is one area where we are working with Department of Justice to make sure that we comply with the standard. On human resource, we were brought down on the HR planning. The department score was due to the fact that it was a 1, but it was brought up because the department could produce a review of the draft HR plan and demonstrate that there is a discussion underway with DPSA, but the fact that it was not finalized, it made us not to move to a 3 or a 4. The organizational design and implementation, they agreed with us. The human resource development planning implementation reporting, we were brought down due to the fact that we needed to strengthen this area of work by communicating with DPSA and implementing the monitoring tool, which we did not do. And we could not provide evidence. The human resource practice and administration, this relates to the application of the recruitment and retention practices. The score was reduced because the SMS did not meet the minimum. There were some of the appointed SMS members which did not meet the minimum entry requirements per the secondary standard data, and the department challenged the score and provided the necessary information, so this may be improved in the final MPET that will be presented by DPME and made available to yourself when it's availed to us. The management of diversity, we've exceeded the national goals for gender and disability representativity. However, we had evidence that they required from us, which we could not file. Also on employee health and wellness and the delegation in terms of the Public Service Act, they upped our score. But here as well, we need to provide a comment for the score going up, which I believe the evidence that we filed was sufficient to bring it up. the management of performance, the department is implementing the PDMS. However, there were some of the agreements which were not signed on time, and some of the assessments which were not conducted. A full report can be availed by HR in that regard. But when we filed the evidence, we stayed at the same score. The implementation of SMS performance management system, the department self-assessed at the 2, but this also needed improvement on our part by making sure that all signed agreements are followed up by a proper assessment and there's proper documentation in place. We are challenging this area of work because, unfortunately, this was looking at 15, 16. So in MPET 1.6, some of the efforts that have been put, they will only benefit us for the 16-17 financial year and not the 15-16. The implementation of a performance management system for HOD is the same reason where systems have now, this has been corrected, but we could not improve for 15-16. And also on employee relations, the management of disciplinary cases still remains a challenge. On financial management, they look at demand management, acquisition management, logistics management. This is one area where the department would struggle to produce evidence. Hence, when my colleague, Mr. Shivit, was presenting, the department has put systems in place by appointing a contract employee to make sure that our filing system and the way we keep evidence for transactions, and also to make sure that our asset registers and our policies that are required for logistics management and acquisition management are up to date and they can be submitted as evidence. The next ones were also on payroll certification, and then the management of unauthorized and irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. The challenge was also around the submission of evidence, where you are supposed to keep a register and be able to then file it as evidence. So this is one area which I know has been challenged, including the certification of payroll, because payroll is certified, but for 15-17, for the filing of the certified payroll could not be availed as evidence to be filed for MPET. The department is implementing the delegation in terms of the PFMA correctly. We do have them in place and approved by the minister, and they were filed. So the department will continue with the improvement plan the way we managed it throughout the 16-17 financial year to ensure that we improve. And where we are experiencing challenges, we do consult and involve DPSA and National Treasury for possible solutions to ensure that we improve in the next cycle. The slides that I've projected now, they are just a comparison of 2015-16. I apologize, they were not made available to the committee, but I will make them available to the researchers so that you can be able to make a clear assessment of the years to where we are and where we are going when we manage 1.6. So we will then email this to the committee.
Okay. Thank you very much for the presentation. Can I give the minister?
Just one correction. The slide will not be presented to the monitoring, will be presented to the committee.
that's procedural. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the presentation, honorable members. It's a long presentation with lots of information. Can we have a 5-minute break thereafter?
Yeah.
We there's fresh tea, just 5 minutes. Then
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Honorable members, let's come back to the meeting. Okay. Let's come back to the meeting, honorable members. It seems as if because of time, as we are going to have a sitting, now the time is 20 past 12, and we are no longer able to get all the answers for this session. Honorable members, because of that, we'll take just few questions. The others that when because we don't have time, we will arrange with the department so that you can be able to ask all those questions to the department for the whole day meeting. But I can use that just a 15-minute
for this, so that if they can be able to answer those a few questions that we are going to ask. Honorable Macheke, Honorable Stander, Honorable Chewu, Honorable Kawula, Honorable Tseke. In that order, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for the presentation, and thank you for the presence of the minister, though she has already left. Chairperson, allow me to make a comment before I start making my questions regarding the language challenge that we've got. I think it would be appropriate that if the department can help us in talking or writing to the Department of Basic Education to see how possible it is that they can coordinate programs that are here in Parliament, because it's really a barrier when you go out and do oversight to some of these communities where you don't speak the language. You have to look around within the members who can speak the language, and it does not talk nicely for us as parliamentarians to those communities. Not that we expected the Parliament to be paying for us, but if the programs can be coordinated to be here so that parliamentarians, those who are interested in learning the languages, can learn the languages here in Parliament, even if it means we pay for ourselves. I wanted to make that. My first question, I see that you have set 2 targets that were at the beginning, but now they are 29. If you can explain to that, for that. Now also, has the National Treasury approved the new changes of your new APPs? Because it does not tell. You simply tell us in the report that you've sent the information, but it does not say the Treasury did approve. Also, since now we've got 29 targets, how many targets have been discarded or added or changed in your revised APP? And last but not least, since those targets were already done, what are the financial implications of discarding work that has already been done as people and resources have been used? And lastly, what was the Auditor General's opinion on the changes? Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Stander.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'm not going to ask questions because there are no answers. I'm very disappointed that the minister has already left. I believe that Minister Shabangu is an absent minister, that she runs this department by correspondence, and that without leadership, how is this department supposed to function optimally? Because it is clear that, especially with the submission and resubmission of the APPs, they don't know what they're doing and they don't know what they want to do. So that is the challenge with the absence of leadership. And you know, ubukulu abu bangwa, which means that it is a person's actions, not talk, that a person is judged by. Now, there were a number of things that you mentioned. You mentioned things like there are gaps, things not signed off, not finalized, slow, department took too long. All of these things are as a result of a lack of direction. And whilst you are here and you are going to be hauled over the coals for your repeated failures, and unfortunately your department has failed, and it is a tragedy. It is an absolute tragedy. Because our women are the face of poverty. They are the face of poverty, and your department is supposed to be this socio-economic transformation, radical economic transformation, whatever you want to call it. You can call something by a 3-letter phrase, but damn it, we don't see the change in the lives of our women on the ground. We see our gogos and our grannies and our sisters and our aunties suffering still today. And you,
It lies in your hands, but I understand that with an absent minister, it is not easy to have direction. And each of you are going to have to support. Bra Prince, please, be Prince Charming. Acting CFO, guide the ship. You are like the vice captain. If there's no money, if there's no plan for social economic transformation, it's going to go nowhere. Please support each other. There are far too many gaps. Every one of your reports, your minutes, your what don't that are listed in your presentation need to be tabled before this committee ASAP. And I'm going to be writing to the chairperson to ask her that this committee puts this department and the minister under administration, and that there will have to be a report by the minister and a representative of the department to this committee once a month. Not once a quarter, but I will put that in writing to the chairperson so that we can do that. And I will list all of my recommendations in there, Madam Chair. But I know that the department is going to get the brunt of the criticism, but like I say, you cannot sail a ship without a captain. And this department has no captain, and that captain is Minister Shabangu.
Honorable members, firstly, I would like to correct this because, you know, Honorable Stander, is the first time we have a meeting with the department this year for the SCOTA report. We always have the meetings where the minister is always here in the meetings. No, when there are APP or quarterly reports, the minister is always here with us. And it's a pity that the minister have asked earlier on to be excused at 12 o'clock. So because of the long presentation, that is why the minister was unable to be with us when we are asking the questions. So it's not that the minister is always not in the meeting when we invited her to the meetings. Honorable Chiu.
Chairperson, thank you very much, and I want to thank the department for making the presentation, but I want to raise my concerns. One is the issue of them changing their APPs all the time. It is unfortunate that the minister had to leave, but it is not acceptable that you change your APPs because we can't evaluate you. On the presentation, you even said that you successfully delivered the sanitary pads. I don't know how. How successful were they? Can you just elaborate the plan? How did you do it? At the same time, I don't understand how you delivered that because you said you were not a delivery department. So even that it is a problem. If maybe it is the Department of Education or Health or the other department that is delivering on sanitary beds. If it is them, that social development, if it is those three departments that have delivered, did you engage them? How was the plan? Are they delivering those sanitary beds once a year? Are they doing it quarterly? Because those kids menstruate every month. So we need to understand the plan. And then the other thing is the nine-point plan. Your nine-point plan, you said you have done a research strategy, and you have finalized that research. It's in your presentation, but at the same time, it's not achieved. So how do you not achieve but have finalized the strategy? What is entailed in the strategy, we don't know. So we can agree with you that you have not achieved. We do agree that you did not achieve, but at the same time, we can't say you do have. You have finalized that strategy because we haven't seen the strategy. In your agri-plans, agri-parks, you need to show us how many women benefit in the agri-parks and how much land do they have. Do they own the land or they don't own the land? Are they leasing it? And if they're doing agri-processing, are they doing agri-processing? How long will they be on that land? And are they achieving at what? You know, like, do you have incubation centers? At what pace? Are they commercial farmers or are they subsistence farmers? Do they have equipment to do the whatever processing that is supposed to happen there and all that? What is the role of the DTI in ensuring that you develop an industry? Are we going to have a black industrial a person there as a farmer? All those details that the government said they will achieve in terms of economic empowerment, we need them because it is, shouldn't just be a song. And these should be women that you are targeting in those agri-parks. And then the issue of, the other suggestion that we gave to CGE was that maybe, also look, the agri-parks, where are they located? If they are located, for an example, in Richards Bay, in that Richards Bay, take all your programs in Richards Bay so that your programs are not everywhere. You in Natal, you take them to Richards Bay, not in and to and whatever. You take them only in Richards Bay so that we can see the effectiveness of the department in that particular area so that we don't come back and complain about it. And then in another province, if it is Petersburg, you take them to Petersburg and you target all your resources must go into that place for a quarter or for a year. And when you go out, there must be an impact that, so we must know how many women you found there, how many you empowered. When you go out, how many are left unattended, so that whoever comes, if it's CGE that is going to help in ensuring that they continue with your delivery, then it's CGE that comes in. So we're sick and tired of small resources that are spread all over the province, all over the country, with no specifications. So you need to put your plans in such a way that you specify, then you go out of the area with a plan that this is what we have done. You can go and see it. We don't doubt. This is what we have done. All our plans are in place. I think that should be the best approach. Thank you very much.
Honorable Kaula.
Ngibonge sihlalo. Ngibonge kubahloli nisho bami lapha ngaphambili na kuminister. Noma nje senginenkinga okuningi honorable uChewu sengikhavile ngoba ngempela ngeke kusijabulise ukuthi silo sihlala lana sihlalele into singayiboni thenza kuphi yesinisho ukuthi into zenzekile kodwa asazi ukuthi kuphi ngoba kuyafuneka masikhuluma sikhulume ngento ebambekayo. Uyabona khona lana okukhulunywa khona ngokuthuthukiswa kwabantu besifazane. Mina ngokwami nje, ukuze nathi sikwazi ukubona ukuthi ayichani, le nto enikhuluma ngayo akuyona itheory, iyi-practical. Ngikhumbula ukuqala kwami kuhlala kuleli komiti, mhlambe ngizokhumbula. Ngathi abantu besifazane, ake ngiqale kule yama-sanitary pad. Uyabona kuleyo, ngiyayivuma ukuthi khona, ngenye indlela futhi angiyivumi. Ngoba kuyimanje kuney'kole nje, number 7, bebehambe bedonate belethe incwadi kuthina, ngize ngithathe nami ngenze isitembu ngibhale, ngicelele o-tax association ukuthi akabalekelele. Angikhulumi-ke abantu basemakhaya. And nalapho uqinisile honorable chair ukuthi, mani yenza ngenza ngonyaka noma ngekota, ma kwenzeka ngikwenza kanjalo ndikwenzelani kanjalo ngoba phela abantu besifazane bayanjalo ey'nsukwini zabo ngenyanga. Okay, sengena kulena yokuthuthukisa la kwezomnotho kubantu besifazane. Lana ngabala ekuqaleni ngathi ngebhadi abantu besifazane uNkulunkulu wabapha umqondo wokuthi baphatha amakhaya. Abantu besifazane
kuyimanje ngabala ngathi Durban Station kunobantu besifazana abathi inkamba ngobumba bakha ubuhlalo amacansi ko-Fish Front. Laba bantu ayikho into efinyelelayo kubona, ifuywa nokubuya khona ayifinyeleli. Kuthi kwalokhu okuthola ukuthi bakwenza bona ngala masenta abamhlawumbe bathatha imali zeyimpesheni, uthola ukuthi kufika laba bakwamanye amazwe ngaphandle bazothatha lezinto boyidayisa ngemali enkulu. Thina la akukho mali esiyifakayo, ayikho engenayo. Ngifuna nikwazi lokho. Niyazi ukuthi abantu eDurban wonke amanye ama-province ayahamba yekulaba abantu bathunga amaphinifo, bakha nalezi y'kete ezivunula ngazo njengoba u-honorable chief elokhuzile ekhanda ekuthwele. Kodwa angibaboni bethuthukiswa. Okwesibili, kunale nto yabantu besifazane, njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ngokomthetho umuntu wesifazane uNkulunkulu wampha amandla, banemhlaba bayalima, although lowo mhlaba ingabizi bona ngoba lowo challenge isekhona kubona ukuthi umhlaba bakuyona still akuyona eyabe yamakhosi. Ngangokuthi maseshonelwa indoda nje uyagxoshelwa kalula kufakwe lowo. Bayalima laba bantu njengabantu bakobhengu nje, angisho ubhengu lona phambi kwami, bakobhengu kwangcolosi lapha yami endaweni indwedwe nje iyonke nomaphumulo. Kuyatshalwa lapha, thina nje lokushini sidla ukudla okuphuma kubona, besidayisele obhatata, omadumbe, yimifino. Bafuyile nezinkomo banazo, kodwa manje inkinga ekhona ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi bathuthuke. Akabakwazi ukuthi niye kubona, nibaqoqe, nibalekelele. Gcina ukudla kwabo sekushiswa yilanga, because abakwazi ukuthi nibalekelele. Okunye okokugcina ngci, okuthinta njalo bona abantu besifazane, funeka sazi la ukuthi masikhuluma ngento sikhuluma ngento ngempela ngempela eyayo yini kubantu besifazane. Mina ngokwami bengiyocela nje ukuthi labo bantu kuyofuneka senze la kwakwavela nokuthi kukhona lento yamadumbe. Amadumbe kwakwavela lana ukuthi baka bafika bakhohlisa ukuthi ngizothi kukukhohlisa bakwenzekanga ukuthi amadumbe bahlangane bazoxhasa ogovernment abanikeza amadumbe ukuze benze ama-chips. Still akaze kwenzeke lokho. Yingakho kubaluleke ukuthi akubhekele ukuthi ziyaya yini imali kubona balime bafuye iy'mbuzi. Kanti nalantu beyitokofela, niyazi imali eyenziwa abantu beyitokofela end of the year. Uthole ukuthi baqoqiza imali, kanti uma ngabe kuyiwa kubona siyilo mzimba bayofundisa ukuthi le mali abayiqoqayo bebonke behlangane bangagcina sebevula ama-wholesale. La ma-wholesale azogcina sephakela yonke into nabo futhi baqasha abantu. Iy'tokofela kuyafuneka nazo ngelinye ilanga. Kwenzakalani bafethu?
No, betisho ukuthi unganqamulela mangoba.
No, ngiyezwa sihlalo sami kodwa phela akusakhululeka uma uthi uyakhuluma khona abakhuluma eceleni.
No, zibaxosha.
Cela ubaxoshe.
Okay, hhayi zibafaka amasondo.
Angithi ilapho-ke batakwethu, la bantu bey'tokofela bayakwazi ukuhlangana, bathathe i-cent to cent. U-government angakambone baqoqa ebasakela ukuthi balekelele, ukuthi abanye bagcina sebekhala bethi imali babolekise ngaze ayibuye. Kanti uma ngabe singenelela njengo-government singakwazi. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you very much. Our first...
So, okokugcina nje. Ngiqonda ukuthi kulabo abantu labe ngikhuluma ngabo ongezi ukuba uqala phansi engingaqhamuka seniyolekelela. Ngiyabonga.
When I first sat in this committee, we spoke about sanitary pads, which yes, I agree that it happens or they do receive them in some of the schools, but as the honorable member was saying, that it is something that should be happening at least every month, not once in a year, because these girls, they go on their periods every month, not just once in a year. And when we are talking about empowering women, we know that in Durban Station and in Beachfront, there are women that make
They make traditional skirts, they make traditional beads and every like a lot of things, which they're the one who has no support in doing those things, because there are people that come from outside other countries and buy these things, go to their countries and sell them with a lot of amount. But then if they were to get assistance from the government, they would end up having like wholesalers that they will have their own business, or they would be able to sell their own work to outside other countries. And we in rural areas have people from other areas like Ndwedwe, Ngolosi, which they sell us their food that they grow themselves. And but it's not easy, because sometimes they don't have support and they end up, this food end up being spoiled, because they don't have like a lot of people that they sell these foods to. And they were once promised about Amadumbe that the government was going to empower them, and this did not happen. And also to make chips, yes. And also there are people, there are women that play that have stock fell societies, and these people, they are able to save money until the end of the year. But then if maybe they could get assistance or support and on how they would be taught how to save money and what are the things that you would do after saving those money, like saving money, and then at the end you will be able to have like wholesalers, so that you will be able to sell your things and like, yeah, grow your businesses. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sis. Honorable second.
Thank you very much, Chair. I don't think I'll ask more questions, because you have come up with a proposal that will meet the department as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to check with the committee secretary, or when are we going to meet them? Are we going to utilize our constituency, your portfolio committee week, oversight week actually, your oversight week, are we going to use our oversight week, or do we have any other day that is free to interact with them, Chair? Because the presentation was long, and I think most of the members wanted to interact, extensively with the department, Chair. I just want to check DG, because I think we are as a portfolio committee, we are one of your stakeholders. And when you are doing your consultation in terms of drafting your documents, your mainstreaming, your strategy on gender mainstreaming documents, your document on the sanitary products, I think we must be part of that consultation, because I know that if you don't do that at the consultation level, then when you come here and present, I know that we are going to have some differences. So it's good that you take us on board in terms of the consultation, in terms of those policy frameworks. And the other issue with regard to the dialogues, I know you had some dialogues around the 16 days of no violence against women and children. And the minister also indicated that this is going to be a 365 plan of action for the department, but it seems as if you're done with them. They've ended, they've started from that. Okay, if it's something else, then it's fine. But what are the impact of that? Okay, there was a slide that says that you'll give us a progress report in terms of the impact on the dialogues that you have. And in terms of program 3, Usmabatu, the information knowledge management strategy, You said that you have not completed this. Actually, there's a challenge. It seems as if you want to discontinue this indicator. And the reason that you have provided is that the official which was attached to this is retired. But my problem is that that person has not resigned. The retirement is something that is planned. You were supposed to see it before coming. And so to me, it's just a lack of management or a lack of planning. And so we just wanted clarity on that. And DG, when are you appointing the CFO? Because I think it has been long overdue. And the other one, I want to agree with my other colleagues to say that you are continuing to say you've got, you know, you're continuing to say that you've got, you know, smart targets. But year in, year out, I think this is the second year that you are changing your APP. And towards the end of your financial year, we are left with minus 3 to 4 weeks to the end of the financial year. What will be the implication, financial implication on that? And I think it's going to be difficult for us to assess it. And even the HES raised it as a challenge in the last financial year, that there's no way that you can change your APP towards the end of the financial year. The portfolio committee has made a lot of, you know, have raised the matter last year, and you were present at that time. And to us, it seems as if there's, you know, there's poor management, there's poor leadership in the department. You can't manage, you can't plan properly, Chairperson. And my last issue, Chair, is with regard to, I know that every March, around March, there's the department and the delegation, actually, South African delegation, is expected to go to the CSW. CSW. And I'm not quite sure. There's a question that I've asked to the minister. Do you have any report thus far that you are going to implement, that you are going to present in the CSW? Where's that report? We have not yet received it, though there's supposed to be a delegation from Parliament which will talk to that report. And secondly, just to check how many people are going to, from your department, because I know that you've got financial challenges, how many people are going to attend the CSW, and the cost implication, how much are you going to pay for that? Thank you. Yeah.
Honorable Pilanma Jackie.
Thank you, Chairperson. I've been in and out because of the other portfolio committee, but I just need to raise what I think is the things that needs to really get attention. If they've been mentioned, you will just pardon me. Honorable Zeke has just actually mentioned something that's very crucial, the issue of stakeholders. And she was actually mentioning it in the context that we are stakeholders too. But I think your process needs to manage to take on board government departments, NGOs, ordinary women. There used to be something called the gender machinery, national gender machinery. Are you still steering the process? Because if that doesn't exist, it means what we're doing here is a waste of time. For now, there's a lot of questions that are asked. You know, if you ask something that relates to health, we must know what health, the Department of Health is doing about it. There used to be gender focal points, which are supposed to really make the mainstreaming of gender very easy. And if we don't actually continue with what was put together in a form of the National Gender Policy Framework, which was very good and solid document that was giving direction as to what needs to happen for us to be in the position as women of South Africa to get to where we want to. If we have actually left all of that, it's really going to be a problem. And of course, we then had all of these processes that you need to actually utilize as you build your programs, the programs that you're saying we are supposed to be stakeholders in. I mean, if you look at all these processes, both Beijing and whatever, the 12 critical areas of concern, are we still really focused? Or are we just doing anything that we think we can actually grab? Because these are the things that are going to make us to lose the gains. And of course, it actually also then confuses even the CGE, because if you are supposed to be doing mainstreaming and monitoring mainstreaming, with the CGE then monitoring the entire process. I saw somewhere in the document you mentioned the delay of the Solemn Declaration on Gender Equality in Africa, and then I'm asking myself, what about the rest of the other processes? Because there's a number of protocols and treaties that we have ratified as a country, which are supposed to actually be the ones that actually help to guide our processes, which we are supposed to be reporting on. And now there's a question about CSW. Is there a report on CSW? Are we just going to go to New York? Are we ready? What are we going to be saying is happening in South Africa? And one thing about these reports that is important, I've actually mentioned the fact that government departments need to be involved. And once you've got to demand reports from government departments, it actually makes the leaders of government departments to wake up and be alert of the issue of actually infusing the issue of women in every program that is actually taking place in government departments. If we are not going to be following these processes, the whole thing dies. But at the same time, I do actually sympathize with you when it comes to the budget that the department has got, because we can actually make demands. But also, if the budget does not allow it, and I'm not saying now you've got to justify and say the budget is little. We need to do these things, and we need to actually put them down, and we need to have proper justification as to why it cannot happen if it's not happening. Otherwise, we're going to find that it's very difficult. So my take is that let's look at globally what we're supposed to be doing. I do know that we try to actually turn the National Gender Policy Framework into a bill, and I'm sure we've got a story about the bill, the Women Empowerment, yes, the bill, but the bill process has not actually been completed. But if that has not been completed and it has been a flag somewhere, we still stick to the National Gender Policy Framework. Beautiful. Gives direction, let's do what is supposed to be done. Women of South Africa are actually depending on you to actually be in the position to have their status in society to change. Umam Kaulo Kulmangel with the land is there in the 12 critical areas of concern. What are we doing as South Africa to be sure that women will own that land, which are things that are not happening? So we can't keep on just, you know, doing things as if we just running through motions for the sake of having institutions and offices existing, when in actual fact we are not really achieving targets that are in that are related to the expectations of the women of South Africa.
Thank you, honourable members. Because of time, I'm not going to repeat what the honourable members have said. And that's to say that you are going to answer those questions that you are able to answer just in 5 minutes. And also to say that, honorable members, we are going to make an arrangement to have a meeting, a whole day meeting with the department, because it seems as if we have been, DG, this year we said at the beginning of this year that as the portfolio committee, we don't want to talk about the theory things. We want the things that are practical, that we can be able to touch with our hands, that this is the thing that the department has done. So for now, I will say that the feeling in the house for members is that we want to see the department doing what it's supposed to do. Instead of doing things on the paper, we want to see all the issues that have been raised by the members and the impact on the ground, especially on the issues of women, and whether the women in rural areas, they know about the department as we have started to have these community dialogues. We want those things to happen, and this year, as this is our first meeting, I thought that in the next meeting, as we are also going to have an oversight, we are going to have to be with you as a department to go to those areas so that you can be able to see exactly what the department is doing. Because the only thing that we want to know and to want to see as this portfolio committee is that this department is working for women, not on the paper, but on the ground. Thank you very much. Over to you, DG, just to respond to some of the issues raised. In the matter of time, then we will ask we will arrange the other meeting. Thank you.
Sorry, Slala. We got to the question quickly before Pendle. You look how good it is. I will lend them a sanitary towel. I'm at clinic. Gabe Uchin, Joba says, Kitchen, let's say, Colin. I'm at clinic. Come to your hamba, your belly. Especially semakhaya uthola ukuthi ayikho le yanto nakhona ngicela nikufake ngoba ayadingeka lawo lo maluphuzi
about sanitary towels it was said that they are available or they are distributed at schools. But then what about at the clinics? Because you find that a person, a woman from a rural area will go and give birth in a hospital and she wouldn't have sanitary towels to assist her after giving birth. They are told to buy their own sanitary towels. Thank you.
Okay, Dichim.
Thank you, Chairperson. This is quite a mouthful to deal with in 5 minutes. But there are certain issues that I do need to deal with and the others we can deal with in more detail. And I must say I need to start off, Chairperson, by responding to the issues that were raised about having a minister who, I think, quote-unquote, manages a department by letters. And I really do want the portfolio committee, in the person's absence, to note that minister engages with executive management on a fortnightly basis. This is not a department that is managed remotely. This is a department that is actively involved in hard work to try and deliver. I think that for me is the first aspect, and that's not to not take on board the concerns that the portfolio committee has been and will continue to raise with us. Those are issues that we ourselves concern with. But let's engage in a way that is constructive and enables us to move forward. I wanted to suggest that in the way forward, we engage with the portfolio committee when we come to give you a quarterly report, which means we've got to cover the entire APP. And what is not happening is us being able to engage on the practical details of the work that we are doing. We could present to you on the sanitary pad project. Now, ours is not to deliver. Ours is to ensure that, unlike what has happened from 2012 onwards, in which individual departments have done what they feel is the most appropriate way to deal with it, ours is to coordinate, to pull together a task team that consists of DBE, Social Development, Higher Education, National Treasury, Stats SA, Department of Health, DTI, DBS, small business. I don't think I've left any, possibly correctional services coming on board. To be able to say, how do we ensure that no matter whether it is a woman in a hospital or a girl child at school or a young woman at TVET or a woman working on a farm, wherever it is, we are able to say, if you fall into that category of indigent girls and young women, you will be able to get pads. Now, that is a policy issue. So we have convened that task team. We've taken stock of what each department has done. So we've got a base document. We are now in the process of putting it into a project format. So we've got a work stream that will deal with the policy. We've got a work stream that will look at the community, the social responsibility projects, because there are projects all over the place where women are getting, but it's not coordinated, so we can't be sure that every girl, child, or every woman who needs it is getting. That is our work. When we say we have achieved, what we have achieved so far is, one, setting up that team, two, doing a base document, ensuring that we've identified what the challenges are, being able to ensure that we've got information from provinces, and each province has got a different model. In some you will have seen recently KZN has got budget allocated and they're doing it through the basic education. Gauteng did it through social development. Others are doing through the Department of Health. We need to be able to look at that, to be able to design what is the best model, put that into a policy framework. Minister, in her participation in the debate on SONA, indicated that by the end of June, we will be coming back to Parliament with that draft, right, that enables the consultation and enables us to be able to move forward. In the meantime, we are encouraging that departments continue. We've got departments that have got social responsibility programs. We've got private sector that has social responsibility programs. And we've got departments that are dealing with it in terms of their line functional responsibility. So I think that we need to be able to create a space between us and the portfolio committee in which we can dive into the detail of it. And that we're not going to get in a three-hour presentation that then starts substantially late. And Minister was in fact here well on time for the meeting, where we're trying to condense it. And I think that if we allow ourselves that, we will avoid a lot of repetition time after time of the same issues. Our National Dialogues Program, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee was with us on the 25th and 26th of November in a family law dialogue in which we took South African women judges, South African women lawyers, so the president of the South African Women's Judges Association and South African Women Lawyers Association were with us, along with the family advocate from Limpopo, social development, child policy unit, to be able to engage with what does the law say around women, what are the complexities that women are experiencing. And we had women from the community of Limpopo engaging in that dialogue with legal experts to be able to understand the complexities of customary law, civil law, different forms of marriage, different forms of divorce in relation to the issues that they face around marriage, violence within the marriage, child abuse within the marriage. That was the beginning of our pilot of the national dialogue. We are currently in the process of finalizing the report on that pilot, which aims to do two things. One, to capture what are the issues that have come up in Limpopo, right? And we've had women talking about the serial rape that is taking place and the criminal justice system not addressing that adequately. That is where, we were presenting, we take that back to police, to the criminal justice system, to say these are the cases that need to be unblocked. We've had issues of domestic violence raised very strongly. Domestic violence not only against the wife, but also against girl children. We have had a range of different forms of violence that is unique to particular areas that is coming up. Chairperson, I know you want me to be very short, but I'm really concerned that before we go into our next meeting, I really need the Portfolio Committee to allow us space to talk about the concrete work that we are doing. If you are expecting, and I must say, I would ask Chairperson also that as we go forward, we are protected from members of my department who are senior managers appointed being called bra prince. I don't know whether Mr. Boy, as a chief director, has a particular relationship with a member of your committee, but it's we actually need to function professionally. Chief Director Boy was called Bra Prince. Now, for me, that
okay, it's not insulting, though maybe it's not appropriate for the meeting. Bra Prince means his brother Prince. Yes.
No, I'm well aware of it. But I do think that we actually need to change the way in which we're actually going to relate. Because if you're asking us to share information with the Portfolio Committee, we need to be able to do it, right? And we need to be able to do it professionally. And the opening of that particular contribution put us in a very difficult position, and I do need to say it. Chairperson, I think that There are other issues that have been asked that we can prepare to deliver on. I thought that it would be useful to talk on the sanitary dignity project so that people know what it is that you can expect from the department. I thought it was useful to speak on the national dialogue so people could understand. You can go to any of the districts in Limpopo and hear from women on the ground there what has been experienced. We are not stopping at Limpopo. We are in the process of the final planning to go to Mpumalanga and be able to deal with that. I thought the last one, given the timelines for the CSW, is to indicate indeed Minister is ready to be able to answer any question on it. I'm going to deal with the issue of CSW because the timelines are now very short, just so there is full information in relation to that. Here again is an issue in which we have consulted broadly. We have consulted in November with organizations from civil society and government departments. We consulted again on the 17th of February with government departments, with parliament, and with the NGOs. We then even took it to NEDLAC on Monday the 20th because the theme for this CSW is empowerment of women within a changing world of work. This is not a CSW in which we have to prepare a report. The CSW report is prepared on a five-year cycle. But there is work being done on a South African statement, which will be delivered by the minister, that has come out of the November consultation, the February the 17th consultation, and the 20th consultation. There is, in fact, a meeting being scheduled for Thursday the 9th this week, which will be a delegation preparatory meeting in which the content of that draft will be shared and will lay the basis for proper preparation taking place. I'm looking from eyebrows that there may be a communication breakdown in relation to that, and we'll ensure that we bring that together. But I think that the last part that I wanted to speak on is the national gender machinery. We are 100% behind the national policy framework. We have not deviated from that. But when we look at how that framework has been implemented over the years since 2000, it has not been implemented in the spirit or the way in which it was crafted. So if you look at the GFPs, the analytical work that has been done by CGE, by DPSA, by various different individuals, and in fact by ourselves as well, you will see that in some instances the gender focal point is not able to do what this committee expects departments to do because they have become located in the HR function. They are in fact an employment equity officer, or they have been located in the communications function and they've become an events manager. The work that we've done and that we've got now through the DG's cluster, the GNA cluster, and it is now subject to a process between Minister and Minister of Public Service before it goes through to Cabinet, is to say, firstly, DGs, all DGs, have got to have, as part of their performance agreement, a government priority area of the empowerment of women and promotion of gender equality. Because unless it is driven by the DG of every department, the land issues will not be attended to, the health issues will not be attended to. It requires that level of commitment. We've also said that the gender focal point functions and competencies need to be shifted. That what we need is gender focal points who are line functional experts in that field. Rather than an HR person, if you're in agriculture, your GFP should be somebody who is an expert in agriculture. So we have been working very intensely on that. To ensure that as we move forward, we've got gender focal points who are actually able to drive gender mainstreaming and are not in a position in which gender mainstreaming becomes gender equity issues around have you got the number of SMS members that you are needing. So again, for me, it's an issue of us allowing ourselves time to be able to share with you the issues in that sense. Chairperson, perhaps let me stop there. And I think that the detailed questions of particular questions can be either answered in writing or in the next session, depending on when the next session is.
Okay, DG. Firstly, I will say that, you know, you are talking that you have started on November to talk about the CSW, but as members of parliament for the preparation of this CSW for this year, we have not yet been informed about it, except to say that I thought some of the members who are in the delegation have been even told by Thursday last week that they are going to CSW. And even now, they have headaches because they have to go up and down now. And now you are talking about the preparation meeting of which the members have not even told about it. And it will be difficult for them even to attend those meetings. Because for now, as the portfolio committee, we thought that before we go there, as we have always said, that before you go to report, let us see the report before it's submitted. But even now, this thing is happening almost every time. Honorable Secretary. And Honorable Chair, we will close.
Thank you very much, Chair. Just maybe in a second, DG can summarize it. Why revised APP, one. Two, number of people who are attending the CSW and the cost implications. Thank you.
No, I was just saying to the DG, Madam Jane, that you just have to put your barricade. It's a matter of how fast. Yeah. That's sort of a meaning, yeah, in English, those who know, my English has just gone to England. You must just relax, ma'am. You know, every time we come here, your APPs have changed. We are supposed to be up. But we are down because we want all of us to be on the same level. So you must understand that there are also new members here. Unfortunately, we can't speak on their behalf. And it would have been better for you to raise your frustration when they are here. We also wanted to react to that, but we said for some other time. But the department have been raising some of the issues. You know, we have said the same thing. Give us details. You're now giving us the details, which is not there in your document. You see? And we said, on a number of occasions, we are your stakeholders. Why don't you invite us in your events? We have said this several times. But in your presentation, you say, we should not repeat ourselves. We're going to repeat ourselves 100 times until you hear us. You see? That's the unfortunate part. We will repeat ourselves until you hear us. Even the CGE, they were doing what you are doing, but they heard us. They decided to give us the details, even if we don't go to their events. But when we read their documents, we understand what has happened there. So that's all we want. We want to know what has happened in your dialogues. What are the issues? So that when we do our constituency work, we are able to address those issues ourselves and say, this is what the department has done, and they have attended your issues this way. So we will be reinforcing what you are saying, because we are there in that constituency. But we don't know what you have done, because you didn't call us. So you don't have evidence. In your documents, the evidence is not there. You're just telling us, this is what you have done, you have achieved it. I don't know. So I can't verify what you have said. So it is important, even when you have developed reports, give us those reports for us to read. Send them to Parliament, they speak through the Speaker, and then we'll get them. And others, you can present them here. You can come just like the CGE, present the document, summarize it so that all of us can make some engagements. In your strategy, we even said, engage us in that strategy so that we can help you to develop better strategies. Thank you very much.
Last time, Madam.
Yes. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not going to say something that you need to respond to DG. It's a comment. And my comment is that you lack capacity. But you lack capacity because you don't have stakeholders with you, going with you all the way. You shouldn't come here and then you find that we ask too many questions. Your frustrations are supposed to be frustrations of us here in Parliament, of the women in NGOs, of ordinary women in South Africa, but all of us understanding as to what direction we are taking. So if you can look at my earlier comment, just to say that let's reorganize ourselves.
re-energize the national gender machinery so that we sit in a room not for you to come and account to us, where we plan together. We actually look at what the situation of women in South Africa here and now today, where we come from, where are we, and our vision as the women of South Africa, where we want to take South Africa to. And it will then actually help us to map out something that can actually say to us in a year or 2 years' time to say, yes, we are making progress. Because if you look at a number of areas, we mentioned land earlier, but we can go into business. Women are not actually advancing in the business area. For now, of course, your flagship of sanitary towels is not the only thing about girl children. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about girl children and technology. We need to talk about girl children and mathematics. For now, I come from Tshwane. There's a group of young girls in Pretoria High School for Girls that are actually struggling with math, and themselves are trying to come together to actually give each other additional math lessons. Who is there to actually help to support them? Of course, if you had the national, the gender focal points, we'd actually ask them, what is the Department of Education doing about it? But the point I'm making is that let's have flagship programs, but let not the issue of women disappear. And then we find ourselves really only focusing on the flagship when the whole issue of women is so broad and cross-cutting. Because everything and anything about what is happening in South Africa, women in mining and whatever, we must be in the position to talk about it and say, yes, we are actually managing to make progress. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Members. DG, as I have said earlier on, that we are going to arrange a meeting with you so that you can be able to answer this question that the members have been asked. Thank you, members. Because of the time, department, thank you very much for coming to us. Just one second.
I'm open to correction, but my understanding is that the delegation from the department is the minister plus eight.
Yeah.
So it's nine in total. I don't have the total figure in my head, but we can provide that to the department. And Chair, on the issue of the review of the APP, I really don't want to try and deal with that in a one sentence. Let's deal with that effectively in the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honourable Members and the Department. See you next time.
We're gone, eh?
We're in Jela.
Yeah. We're going to the department.
Yeah.
We'll eat the airport.
Yeah.